to the St. Anine's Community Church Lent Podcast for Wednesday, the 11th of March. It's Kevin speaking this morning. Thanks for listening. Today, we're looking at a passage from the start of the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. To set the scene, this story is set immediately following the Babylonians' first attack on the city of Jerusalem, where they had plundered the city and its temple and had taken a wave of Israelites into exile. Among those taken were four young men from the royal family of David: Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, perhaps better known by their Babylonian names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're told in the few verses prior to today's reading that the Israelites taken by the Babylonians were chosen because they were strong, healthy, learned men, gifted with knowledge and good judgment, and that they were taken to be trained in the language, literature and culture of Babylon for the next 3 years so that they could then enter into the royal service of King Nebuchadnezzar. We're told too that during this training period, they were to be assigned daily rations of food and wine from the king's own kitchens. We join the story just after the king's chief of staff has proclaimed Babylonian names over these four, renaming Daniel as Belteshazzar and his friends as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Reading from chapter 1, verse 8, it says this: "But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods. But God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel. But he responded, 'I am afraid of the Lord my king, who has ordered that you eat this food and wine. If you become pale and thin compared to the others your age, I am afraid the king will have me beheaded.' Daniel spoke with the attendant who had been appointed by the chief of staff to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. 'Please test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetable and water,' Daniel said. 'At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see.' The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and wine provided for the others. God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meanings of visions and dreams. When the training period ordered by the king was complete, the chief of staff brought all the young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and no one impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the royal service. Whenever the king consulted them in any matter requiring wisdom and balanced judgment, he found them 10 times more capable than any of the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. Daniel remained in the royal service until the first year of the reign of King Cyrus." It's clear that the intent of taking these men into exile, teaching them or indoctrinating them in the language and culture, and even in renaming them, was to make Babylonians out of Daniel and his three fellows. He, chief of staff, has proclaimed Babylonian names over these four, renaming Daniel as Belteshazzar and his friends as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Reading from chapter 1, verse 8, it says this: "But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods. But God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel. But he responded, "I am afraid of the Lord my king, who has ordered that you eat this food and wine. If you become pale and thin compared to the others your age, I am afraid the king will have me beheaded." Daniel spoke with the attendant who had been appointed by the chief of staff to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. "Please, test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetable and water," Daniel said. "At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see." The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and wine provided for the others. God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meanings of visions and dreams. When the training period ordered by the king was complete, the chief of staff brought all the young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and no one impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the royal service. Whenever the king consulted them in any matter requiring wisdom and balanced judgment, he found them 10 times more capable than any of the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. Daniel remained in the royal service until the first year of the reign of King Cyrus. It's clear that the intent of taking these men into exile, teaching them or indoctrinating them in the language and culture, and even in renaming them, was to make Babylonians out of Daniel and his three fellows. He did not object to the new name given to him because he knew his identity, who he was, and to some extent, others could call him what they liked. Daniel did not object to the Babylonian education because he knew what he believed. But he did object to eating the food from the king's table because eating it would have been in direct disobedience to God's word. And at that, Daniel drew a line in the sand. It's remarkable how he deals with this and makes his request to the chief of staff and the attendant. It's clear that Daniel had ingratiated himself in the midst of this adversity, and we're told that the chief of staff had both respect and affection for Daniel, no doubt making them more open to Daniel's request. It strikes me that there are some parallels here with the relationship between Joseph and Potiphar too. In the end, they reached an agreement that suited both sides, allowing Daniel to honour the Torah while showing an understanding, an appreciation and acknowledgement of the predicament that the chief of staff was in. They were being sensitive to him. God, in response, is gracious in light of Daniel and his three friends' faithfulness and bestows gifts of aptitude for understanding and wisdom, as well as interpreting visions and dreams on Daniel. So much so that no one impressed the king as much as these four young men, and were told that they were 10 times more capable than any other in the entire kingdom. I think the thing that strikes me the most about this passage is the way that Daniel walks the fine line between respecting those with authority over him and the culture that he had found himself in, while still being honouring to God, being obedient to, and in fact, putting God first. I think there are many lessons we can take as we go about our life in the world this day, focusing on putting God first. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the example of Daniel, his obedience, and the way that you bestowed gifts equipping him to excel in the situation that he found himself in. Today, I pray that you would help us to live with you as our focus. I pray that you would help us to be wise in knowing when to draw the line in the sand and how to be sensitive and empathetic when dealing with those around us. Help us to be steadfast in our obedience to you and honouring to you today. We pray this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.